A wise man always puts himself in the path of the god. He strolled through the citadel. He always made a point of taking a daily walk through some of the lower levels, although, of course, always at a different time, and via a different route. Insofar as Vorbis got any pleasure in life, at least in any way that could be recognised by a normal human being, it was in seeing the faces of humble members of the clergy as they rounded a corner and found themselves face to chin with Deacon Vorbis of the Quisition. There was always that little intake of breath that indicated a guilty conscience. Vorbis liked to see properly guilty consciences. That was what consciences were for. Guilt was the grease in which the wheels of the authority turned. He rounded a corner and saw, scratched crudely on the wall opposite, a rough oval with four crude legs and even cruder head and tail. He smiled. There seemed to be more of them lately. Let heresy fester. Let it come to the surface like a boil. Vorbis knew how to wield the lance. But the second or two of reflection had made him walk past a turning, and instead he stepped out into the sunshine. He was momentarily lost, for all his knowledge of the byways of the church. This was one of the walled gardens. Around a fine stand of tall decorative clachian corn, bean vines raised red and white blossoms towards the sun. In between the bean rows, melons baked gently on the dusty soil. In the normal way, Vorbis would have noted and approved of this efficient use of space, but in the normal way he wouldn't have encountered a plump young novice rolling back and forth in the dust with his fingers in his ears. Vorbis stared down at him, then he prodded Brother with his sandal.
"What ails you, my son?"
Brother opened his eyes. There weren't many superior members of the hierarchy he could recognise. Even the Cenobiarch was a distant blob in the crowd, but everyone recognised Vorbis the Exquisitor. Something about him projected itself onto your conscience within a few days of your arrival at the Citadel. The god was merely to be feared in the perfunctory ways of habit, but Vorbis was dreaded. Brother fainted.
"How very strange,"
said Vorbis. A hissing noise made him look around. There was a small tortoise near his foot. As he glared, it tried to back away, and all the time it was staring at him and hissing like a kettle. He picked it up and examined it carefully, turning it over and over in his hands. Then he looked around the walled garden until he found a spot in full sunshine and put the reptile down on its back. After a moment's thought, he took a couple of pebbles from one side of the vegetable beds and wedged them under the shell so that the creature's movement wouldn't tip it over. Vorbis believed that no opportunity to acquire esoteric knowledge should ever be lost, and made a mental note to come back again in a few hours to see how it was getting on, if work permitted. Then he turned his attention to Brother. There was a hell for blasphemers. There was a hell for the disputers of rightful authority. There were a number of hells for liars. There was probably a hell for little boys who wished their grandmothers were dead. There were more than enough hells to go around. This was the definition of eternity. It was the space of time devised by the great god Om to ensure that everyone got the punishment that was due to them. The Omnians had a great many hells. Currently, Brother was going through all of them. Brother Numrod and Brother Vorbis looked down at him, tossing and turning on his bed like a beached whale.
"It's the sun,"
said Numrod, almost calm now after the initial shock of having the Exquisitor coming looking for him.
"The poor lad works all day in that garden. It was bound to happen."
"Have you tried beating him?"
said Brother Vorbis.
"I'm sorry to say that beating young Brother is like trying to flog a mattress," said Numrod. "He says ow, but I think it's only because he wants to show willing. A very willing lad, Brother. He's the one I told you about."
"He doesn't look very sharp," said Vorbis.
"He's not," said Numrod.
Vorbis nodded approvingly. Undue intelligence in a novice was a mixed blessing. Sometimes it could be channeled for the greater glory of Om, but often it caused... well, it did not cause trouble, because Vorbis knew exactly what to do with misapplied intelligence, but it did cause unnecessary work.
"And yet you tell me his tutors speak so highly of him," he said.
Numrod shrugged.
"He is very obedient," he said. "And, well, there's his memory."
"What about his memory?"
"There's so much of it," said Numrod.
"He has got a good memory."
"Good is the wrong word.